News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A task force with the job of finding ways to improve Dublin City Centre has recommended the GPO be redeveloped as a major public building with more of a public function. It's among a number of recommendations looking at revitalising O'Connell Street. It's going to be brought before Cabinet this morning, the report. Roisin Murphy, architect, good idea?
That it's redeveloped as a public building, or that we're looking at O'Connell Street?
Redeveloped as a public building.
I think that it was a public building. I find it very disheartening that Unpust left in the first place. I mean, it does worry me that we're still tasked now with finding a new function from it. It's particularly because it was so vested in the history of the state. So I would say that, yes, it definitely has to remain as a public building. It's a hugely important piece of architecture in the history of the development of the state. I'm not sure it should be opened up to kind of RTE as is mooted, because I just think the functionality of that is open to question.
I think that's a silly idea.
I think it worries me about the report. But I mean, the other thing is a task force. This is a hugely problematic 40-year-old problem, the dying of the city centre. I think it's kicked off with the loss of the markets. It's the lack of protection of small shops, retail units. At the very top of O'Connell Street, there's a tiny key shop called Lenehan's that has thrived for so many years, and suddenly we're seeing a sign over to say that it's going to be sold. Like, those small shops in places like Denmark and places like Berlin are given protection because they're very vital. They're like your gut bacteria in your stomach. They keep city centres alive. In Denmark, they have it so they design their streets so they will put in specific uses that bring people in. So they will say things like, we need a bike shop. And they have, they're given special rates, reductions and incentives to live and work within the city, to keep people, to keep young families in, all sorts of things. So this is the kind of thing, we do need work on this. I know there's a guy who opens up a market at the back of Abbey Street at the weekends. He cleans it out. He sweeps it down. He puts a little few stalls out. And he says one of the biggest problems is this thing of gating off streets. Instead of bringing life back into the streets, what we're trying to do is kind of regulate it. They maintain it's nothing to do with the policing. It's to do with sanitation and the protection of small shops. They are just being decimated.
We do want people to visit O'Connell Street or to use O'Connell Street. I'm on the street all the time. I think some of the problems, there are problems there, but I think some of the problems are exaggerated. But I would have thought the idea of opening the GPO to make it a more, I don't know what use you would put it to, like, that might be a draw. It might bring more boots on the ground.
Well, it was a public building. It is a public building. It gets quite a lot. It gets the sleep out from Belvedere every year. Like, GPO.
With respect to that, though, I'm not sure that's what we need on O'Connell Street. And I'm straying into dangerous territory here. Like, I'm not sure soup kitchens outside O'Connell Street is a great idea either, because obviously, and I'm not in any way unsympathetic to what people are trying to do, but obviously that brings social issues and social problems, and I'm not sure the main drag of our main street is the place for that.
Oh, I can't really comment on that, because I don't think that they're the things that are bringing the issues to O'Connell Street. I think probably the major issues in O'Connell Street is to do with dereliction, to do with lack of sanitation. I'd say, and this is going to be even more contentious, and I apologies to all you H&M fans, but what happened to Cleary's was so sad. Like, Cleary's has just turned into a giant H&M shop. And you go in, when we all thought Cleary's was going to reopen, we thought it was going to be really exciting. So I think the soup kitchen is, you know, it's where people, like, I think they happen all over in every international city. I don't think it's the problem. Well,
I think it does lead to antisocial behaviour. I think it all adds to the antisocial behaviour.
The antisocial behaviour kicked off on O'Connell Street as a result of nothing to do with the soup kitchen, to be fair.
I'm not for a second suggesting that's the only issue, but I'm just suggesting that maybe we need to use the buildings there for different purposes.
Yeah, but we don't seem to be able to protect people who are trying to do business in town. I think it's not the people who are doing the soup kitchen. I can't parse them in together. I think the more of the pro rights, the what are those marches? The those very severely right marches, whatever yeah. they're called. The ones, the anti-immigrant march, they're the ones that are bringing the discourse down and that and what are resulting in the riots. But the problem is, small business is not people living over the shop. We are 40 years talked about trying to get people to live on O'Connell Street and we still can't get it done. The dereliction that's caused by, I have to say, even the move from Temple Street, we're seeing Temple Street, the hospital, it's not just O'Connell Street, it's right around the environs. They've shut down the fruit and veg market. But there's a lot of useful kind of parts of the dynamic structures of a city dying over the last 20 years. Oh, GPO, yes, great. I think it's a real kind of thumbprint moment, but it is a public building. It's if we let GPO go, where are we gone? Of course, it's a public building. It has a museum in it. It's had a facelift in the last 10 years. But you've got to ask yourself, if On Pulse are moving out, they've moved out, and then they're saying, oh, RTE goes in. There's a little bit of cynicism okay. there. All You're right. kind of going, okay, how are you going to get... RTE's already got a huge problem in its campus in terms of retrofit out in yeah. Donnybrook.
I don't think that's a realistic option. Yeah. Roisin, we do have to leave it there. Roisin Murphy, architect, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.